The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood, redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood, redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
I'm just a bachelor. Hey. What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. I'm joined by Poppy Watts.
What it do, You see it. Let's go. We in the building. Let's
Sir Cameron Marston.
Yo, Cameron Petty. Does it say Cameron Parsons. Cameron Petty underscore on Twitter. What's up?
Holla. Check him out. But that's all right, y'all, because unfortunately Queen couldn't be with us, and she wanted to be because we got a swooner here with us, y'all. Uh-oh. We have Grammy-nominated Alonzo B. Real.
Hey, yeah.
What up, boys?
I'm in the building. What's up? Listen, I'm happy to be here, guys. I'm just wanting to have a good time.
Thank you.
They can holler at me on at Alonzo B. Real, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And I got to say, you're really interactive with your fans.
Absolutely.
Well, no, I mean, it's not, it can't be absolutely, because a lot of times people say they are, but they aren't. But I got to say, you be on top. You be on point. You be really connecting with your fans.
I mean, I have to.
I appreciate
that.
Like,
I like to, my last name is Burrell, and it's spelled like Be Real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I get asked all the time every day, is that really your last name? I'm like, it's Burrell.
Yeah,
everybody says Be Real, you know what I mean? But it's really Burrell, but it's spelled like. So I said, I have to be real at all times because of the way it's spelled. You know what I mean?
I love it. Yeah. All right, so you got a new song. We're going to play it in a little bit. But before we do, we got some topics to talk about, and I'm excited because, you know a little bit about the Grammys.
I mean, just a little bit. I only been on the red carpet and only been, you know, nominated. And
for
only,
how many years now? Yeah, I mean, come on.
So it's home court.
We need some expert opinion on some things that are going on. But before we do that, I got to talk to Spike Lee last week with the Chi-Rock. I think you were there too, right?
Yes, sir.
It's been getting a lot of controversial ups, downs. People like it. People ain't really messing with it. Chance the Rapper came out to say, let me be the first from Chicago to say, we ain't messing with it. He said the movie came off goofy, offensive to women. No disrespect to Spike Lee. He just ain't messing with the movie. And he feels like if you're going to write a movie about Chicago, be from Chicago. What are y'all thinking?
Well, yeah, man. I mean, I was born and raised in Chicago, so I'm familiar. I haven't seen the movie. I'll just be real, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, obviously.
Word of the day.
Yeah. Nah, be real. Nah, but for real, if you're from anywhere, you should be drawn from inspiration of really living that or being around someone who's really from there, you know what I mean? So I kind of side with Chance. I mean, I haven't had an opportunity to see the movie, so I'll hold reservation. But, yeah, you definitely should be from there, or
yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely.
Somebody who's from there.
Like I said, we was at the junket and the press conference, and I seen clips of the movie, and you know, Spike Lee is a very artistic director, and he was able to pull from the play. I cannot remember when all the women
had the strata
where women got to hold sex for their guys to start fighting each other, but. I'm from Youngstown, Ohio. It's not Chicago, but they used to call us Little Chi-Rock, you know, for the gang violence. But when you have your lead actor, Nick Cannon, supposed to portray this gangster, that's already going to lose some street cred right there, having Nick Cannon be the gangster. And then second of all, listening to Roundfest, he was on Sway in the Morning, and he was saying, okay, well, if you wanted to go that way in the movie, why didn't you do an all-Chicago soundtrack and get more influence and get more people in from the city to get behind it, the Kanyes, the Chief Keefs, and the Chances, and
right.
So many other people. But, first, watch the movie first before you make any judgment about the movie. Because
so the movie is out.
The movie's out. The movie came out on last December. Friday. Yeah, last Friday.
Okay, yeah.
December 4th it came out. The movie is out. I got a chance to see it. And I got to say, I get certain things of it. But the thing is, as an artist, I feel like you should respect another one's artwork.
Mm-hmm.
And because everything can be, you know, taken out of context and whatnot. And if you watch the movie isn't slamming Chicago. It could have been in Brooklyn. It could have been in New Jersey. It could have been anywhere. It's just right now, Chi-Rock is a hot topic. It's a hot name that's out there. You even brought it up that is what a term that is used. And that's just kind of the moral of the story. I mean, have you kind of heard a little bit about it?
I've heard a little bit about it. I want to go see it. You know, I support Spike Lee. He's a legend, first of all.
Yep.
Who is Chance? You know what I mean? When I think about Chicago, I don't think about Chance. I think about Common. I think about Kanye. I think about R. Kelly. I think about the legends of Chicago. Even I think about Twista. You know what I mean? But I'm pretty sure, you know, Spike Lee put his best foot forward. And you have to understand, too, the politics of the movie game. You know what I mean? Everything isn't on him. Every decision isn't his. And so I haven't seen it yet. But I believe that there are a lot of movies that have been done about certain cities where the directors and producers ain't from there.
Right.
And sure, so, sure. You know, I just think that there's a way to be more positive about this black man that, you know what I mean, that went out to put his work forward, put his foot forward.
And trying to bring awareness.
And trying to bring awareness to something. I think we're paying attention to the wrong thing, Chance.
I totally agree.
I agree, man. And you make a good point. You make a good point saying that, like, we should definitely support black directors because Spike Lee is a legend, man. I mean, his resume goes on and on, so I would never want to slam him.
Yeah.
You know, but you think about, like, ATL with Tip. It's like T.I. embodied Chicago. I would have liked to have seen at least, like you said, one of the legends from Chicago, if not act as somebody in it, definitely have a hand in it. It would have made it a little bit more authentic. But I get what you – I definitely want to support Spike Lee and what he's doing because he is a phenomenal director. So
He's a good guy, too, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, very good. And, I mean, definitely a moral within the story. It's not here to tear any society down. But shout out to Chance, though. He is going to actually be the first indie rapper on SNL this Saturday performing, so congratulations on that.
Yeah, congrats.
Also, congrats to The Wiz, 11 million viewers.
Yes.
It was 11?
Yeah.
11 that's crazy.
What did y'all think? I just thought it was incredible. I thought it was great.
It was great. It was incredible. Everybody bought their A game. Everybody's talent was beyond what I was thinking. I wish I was there, though. I think you would have got a little bit more from the play.
That's my question, though. I don't think they film in front of an audience.
They did?
Because I would have really have liked to hear the audience reacting to what I was watching. I think it's a closed set that they filmed it online.
I'm going to find out.
But yeah, please do.
I thought they had an audience, but I thought it was dope. I would have.
They were too quiet for me. I would have been in the audience. I'm using that right now.
But you know what? I just feel like, and nothing against Shunis, but I would have picked a different Dorothy.
Wow. Okay, well, since you brought it up, I'm going to second
keep
that
it
one.
Real, because, okay.
I mean, I got to be real, right?
She was great. Loved the girl. The girl sang home, because for real, when it finally came to home, I was like, this is why they picked her. But it took up until that moment.
The whole time I said,
be real over here for sure.
Like, I don't know what is going on. And then the storyline was just a little weird at the beginning if you knew the original. But, you know, you were able to embrace that. I really love what Dave and Alan Grier did with the Cowardly Lion.
Yes, I thought he was one of the better.
Oh, my God. He was one of the better. Yep. You know, he brought up the level for me. You know what I mean? And then I like what Elijah Blake and Neo, that was dope. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, man, I don't know if I would have picked Mary.
Wait a minute, hold on. That was Elijah Blake? That wasn't Elijah Blake.
Yeah. No, oh, Elijah Kelly.
Okay, because I was like, wait a minute.
Elijah Kelly.
Yeah.
And Neo, they killed it. But I don't know if I would have picked, I think I might have went with Jennifer Hudson instead of Mary J.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I agree that the Wicked Witch could have been either Jennifer Hudson or even Queen Latifah, I feel like, could have pulled
that.
Yeah,
or Fantasia.
But, ooh.
Man,
Mary did a good job, though.
I don't think Queen should have been the Wiz.
Yeah, I mean, I get why they did it.
I get why they did it, too.
But let me answer this.
And I love Queen.
Bruno Mars as the Scarecrow.
That would have been
how
perfect.
Epic would that have been?
That would have been epic.
I just keep saying it. Everyone's
Chris Brown could have been good, too, as the Scarecrow.
Yeah, Chris Brown.
Definitely.
You know?
But that, back to the Shanice thing, that was the pick for me. I was like,
yeah, that was the only thing that really, really bothered me.
She was the star.
Because I'm like, no. Like, Dorothy is not. Dorothy, for one, is supposed to be like this
careful words.
yeah. Dorothy is supposed to be something that everybody is like, oh my God.
Yeah, there's a desire in there.
Is there some kind of desire, you know what I mean? And Dorothy is the, like, she's the one that everybody loves, and I didn't see that in this
You didn't get that from
like, I didn't get that. I mean, we respect Shanice and what she's done and the voice and things like that, but I feel like for 2015, Wiz,
we could have.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
How many? How old
Amber,
was she
I wonder how Amber Riley. I was. I'm not gonna lie. There were times where I was watching and I was like, I wonder how Amber Riley feels about this. Like as she sings the Wiz, she just want to beat that.
And I'm gonna tell you this.
Let me take y'all on.
I'm gonna tell y'all this. I might have picked like a Ariana Grande.
Interesting.
For Dorothy.
Really? For the Wiz, though, to fall under Diana Ross, that's kind of...
I mean... What you're saying, maybe not her. Might,
well, she's in the middle. She's in the middle. But
she can either be that or
like... Yeah, Munchkin.
But.
I would have put her in there. I would have put like... I would have put 7th Street or Mila J, like the young black.
Put like a
you know
young...
I mean, like There's new faces.
Yeah, definitely.
Or at least an upcomer from Broadway. Someone who already kind of has like a...
What happened with Brandy? She could have been Dorothy.
Oh, she already
over Shanice?
She did Cinderella years ago.
We ain't remembering that. We in 2015. Who remembers Cinderella?
Me, I was just singing Impossible.
Y'all remember that?
I remember so Whitney was in it, but that's all
you,
I remember.
What? You don't remember Brandy?
I never even
and her
it.
Asian prince who had a black mother?
Nope. Never seen it, but I remember her Whitney... Her and Whitney did it.
That was the most diverse cast.
Yeah, that was a diverse cast. Absolutely.
Let's get those back. All right, moving from that. Congratulations to everyone.
Absolutely.
Part of the Wiz. That was awesome. Also, congratulations to those who were nominated for Grammys this year. Unfortunately, Lupe Fiasco decided to post some salt on his Instagram because he's salty from not being nominated. As well as Omarion. Omarion kind of went on a little rant how he felt Post to Be was supposed to be on the nominations.
That's my brother, and I don't feel like that was supposed to be.
Yeah, I would say I don't agree with that. I mean, it was a good record, and it did some radio play.
It was good for him. I was happy he had that record.
It's trendy.
Yeah, no, and it's good to see him back.
Yes.
You know, maybe the BET Awards or something like that.
For sure, there's
a nomination for Post to Be.
Yeah, not with the Grammys.
I don't think Grammy...
Because people are bringing up some people. They said people that were snubbed. They brought up Selena Gomez. They brought up Rihanna, Bitch Better Have My Money. Some songs are American Music Awards.
Yeah,
some are Billboards.
Right,
and then you have the Grammys.
BET,
right.
Yeah. Grammys is the top dog of them all.
Now, the Grammys gets it wrong sometimes.
They do.
Because, I mean, this year we got some big snubs that people are talking about is Madonna and Prince. Madonna... I don't know. For me, I could not really a Madonna fan, but I can give the respect of at the age that she is, this Rebel Heart tour and that CD that she put out did really well for her age, for her category, and people just the fact that people mess with Madonna at this level is crazy.
Now let me ask you this though. Have you heard a song from Madonna or Prince in the last year? That should have been Grammy nominated.
I haven't in like the
they
past.
Can't just get there because of their name.
And I'm gonna tell you this:
10 years.
One of my Grammy nominations, we lost to Prince, and you know he's a legend, all respect.
But
it was a song
ain't no one heard of
that wasn't number one for 15 weeks like us.
Straight up.
You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you this real quick: what's the feeling of being nominated and the feeling of being snubbed? I mean, the emotions that an artist would go through.
The feeling of being nominated, I mean, you know that.
Yeah.
Everybody can imagine the feeling of being nominated, the excitement. Mm-hmm. You get to do the red carpet at the Grammys, and, you know, and it's amazing to see your name in the book. And
you get the invitation.
Yeah, you
like,
get the invitation. But when you're snubbed, like, it's just like, really? I've been snubbed a few times.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you work with Tyrese.
Yeah, Tyrese, yeah.
So, you know, you figured the Black Rose, the Shame record, you would figure
they
that
didn't
was,
even nominate
that's
album.
What I'm saying. I can't believe
it. And I did a song on that album, and it wasn't nominated. But it was an amazing R&B album.
It
I don't know
best
why
of the year.
It didn't get nominated for R&B.
Well, one thing I read about the Grammys, they said this year specifically in hip-hop and R&B, they're tightening up. And so I learned about – I tried to read up on some of the rules of the Grammy. It's like – the people who created the Grammy rules did it for a very
you
specific reason.
You can get no more R&B than the Black Rose album.
No, I understand that.
You can't.
The Grammys don't. So what they said is this year specifically is they really are trying to put a focus on what the categories are to really respect people from different categories that they technically wouldn't before. They said that they're trying to tighten it down a little bit, and they're also trying to open up more because you can only vote for 30-something and there's 80-something categories. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to open that up a little more.
Well, let me,
I don't know if that makes a difference or not, or what are you thinking?
I don't. I mean, I just feel like they're trying to box us out, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even a lot of the hip-hop and R&B nominations are shown in the pre-taping.
Mm-hmm.
You know yeah. what I mean? I just pay attention to stuff. But what did Lupe, did he say something? So he was salty?
He just posted a picture of
a picture of salt. I mean, he kind of does this almost every year, I want to say.
I mean, I've never, you know, all respect to every artist, but I've never thought of Lupe as somebody to be a part of the Grammys.
Well,
he won a Grammy.
As of recently, no.
Couple years ago.
Yeah, recently, right? Because Lupe used to be hella dope to
me. Yeah, he won one.
But the stuff
years ago.
Is that, I mean, he puts out dope stuff continuously, but it doesn't get played. It doesn't get put in the right markets. Right. And we're going to get into it a little more because B.O.B. is kind of speaking
out
about
Lupe got blackballed
now.
When he started talking about the president and going in on ISIS a couple years ago. So
that might have hurt him as well.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like kind of like what you're saying. I feel like a lot of artists are going to get snubbed, man, if you're just honoring people just because of who they are, brother.
Yeah,
like,
man.
What difference does it make? You know what I mean? It's supposed to be about the music. At the end of the at the end of the day, what kind of impact did the music have?
During the
AMAs, just because you're
right. No,
I'm with you on that. You know what did the music do?
Right. Yeah, but during the AMAs, Tank sent out the tweet. He was like, "Yo, how could I mean? I love The Weeknd. He's one of the dopest artists. But that R&B Black Tie is just like." That's R&B. That's The Temptations. That's Luther. That's the original stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day,
but the
this
sales,
is the new R&B. Weeknd is new R&B.
I have to come to The Weeknd's rescue because I love what he's doing.
Yeah.
And one thing we have a hard time with is accepting change. And I love Tyrese. That's my brother. If I call him right now, he's going to answer. But when I'm in the club or when I'm chilling with some chicks, I'd rather play The Weeknd. Because, you know, Tyrese and the Eric Benet and the Tanks, and we love them. But that's more like urban AC, like adult contemporary music that most of the time it creates an older environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I like to play The Weeknd, Chris Brown. You know what I mean? The what's happening next. You know what I mean? Even Trey Songz, some of the Trey Songz records. But even Trey Songz falls into that Tyrese and Tank sometime. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Depending on what he's doing. But I just think that The Weeknd, he took R&B to another level this year, man. And you know, Tyrese is more of a soul singer. There's a difference between soul and R&B.
Yep. Mm.
You know what I mean?
Well, let's talk about some of the nominations, the people who did get nominated. Album of the Year, Taylor Swift, 1989. Kendrick Lamar, How to Pimp a Butterfly. Chris Stapleton, The Traveler. Weeknd, Beauty Behind the music? And the music behind the Beauty Behind the Madness, and Alabama Shakes Sound and Color. A Weeknd, Kendrick, Taylor, I'm thinking. I mean, Alabama Shakes is pretty popular, but I kinda think it's gonna go to a pop urban
category. Now what category is this again?
Album of the Year.
That's a tough one.
Because Taylor Swift.
Taylor,
is just
yeah.
Like,
you,
I think it's going to be, it's for sure going to be
Taylor. I think I'm going to go with Taylor.
This was her. That Blank Space song, just.
She had an amazing year, bro. Everything, bro. Like, top
that
to bottom.
Tour was really.
Yeah, it was crazy. I don't think nobody can even match the numbers that she did.
Right, yeah. And that goes back to my point before about, you know, the popularity. You know, even though Tyrese is this, but Taylor Swift got the numbers, she got the radio, she got the ticket sales, so they add all that in to give her the victory. So that's why I can understand The Weeknd.
Now Taylor deserves it.
She dope really too. She real home. She really
so album of the year. We're saying Taylor put together and had the best run with 1989 out of all that.
I think
it's her The Weeknd because as much as I want to give it to Kendrick, I got to say though for The Weeknd to be come off of winning New Artist Awards last year and then to put this record out and be like nominated for album of the year, that's just crazy.
How long has The Weeknd really been around?
I mean, he's been putting mixtape out for
2011.
Yeah,
because
it's a new
minute,
artist. He's been around for about 5 years. Right?
Which is funny for me because Fetty Wap couldn't get nominated for Best New Artist this year.
Wait a minute.
Year.
Why didn't Fetty get?
He got no nomination.
He got.
Yeah, wait a minute. Now I'm beefing with the Grammys about
he
that.
He was supposed to be nominated last year, but he didn't make the cut. And so within this, he didn't make the cut. And then this one, he got cut off. So he can't be nominated for Best New Artist. And 50 Cent was upset about it because
Fetty
he said
had the best year.
For hip hop.
For hip hop. Yeah, for hip hop, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, Big Sean, he carried the first half of the year.
Yep.
But when June hit, it was all about Fetty all the way to now.
Yeah.
How do the Grammys do that? That's not fair, man.
Yeah. Well, and so Song of the Year, Kendrick,
that's crazy.
All Right, Taylor Swift, Blank Space. We got that Girl Crush song, which if I hear that song one more time, I'm going to... Wiz Khalifa, See You Again, and Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud.
Ed Sheeran.
I love Thinking Out Loud.
Yeah, man, that's a strong record. I'm going to have to go with that.
Oh, man, yeah, I'm going to have to go with Ed Sheeran. Yeah. I'm going to have to go back with Taylor again, that Blank Space.
I think it's going to get Record of the Year.
Yeah, it was just... Yeah, Blank Space may do it, too. That's a good category.
Song of the Year? That Wiz Khalifa one, though.
Yeah.
See you again. That's ever. You go to Gap, you go to Old Navy... we got the Taylor Swift, the Wiz Khalifa, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, that's what we just saying.
That's an amazing category because that See You Again was big.
Yeah. And what it's still for, too.
I forget that it was this year, as long as that song's been carrying. Record of the Year, D'Angelo, Really Love. Mark Ronson, Uptown. Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud. Taylor Swift, Blank Space. The Weeknd, Can't Feel My Face.
Between those last three?
Yeah.
You might have to go with the Bruno on that one. That was a
record of the year. I think it's going to be Uptown Funk.
That record Uptown Funk was definitely.
So then that means I think Blank Space is going to get Song of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. All right, another snub, Hotline Bling. Apparently, Cash Money forgot to, there was an overlook and they didn't send in the nomination for it, so it couldn't get nominated.
Oh.
And the Grammy said,
I heard Back to Back got nominated.
Back to Back did. There was an oversight. They didn't put Hotline Bling in. And the Grammy said we would have nominated that song for multiple categories.
Let me ask you this.
Oof.
When is the last time y'all heard of a diss record get a Grammy nominated?
Like Meek Mill. Come on now. You done got...
That's bad.
It's over, man.
It got bad for you, man.
Meek ain't been the same yet. He is not recovered.
I don't think he is going to.
But what if Drake performed back to back at the Grammy?
A diss record got it. I'm like, has that ever happened? Like, this dude really, really buried a guy that's still alive.
Man.
And what's crazy, you keep seeing Meek pop up everywhere with Nicki Minaj, like his little side
puppy. He has become
the puppy.
Nicki Minaj's boyfriend.
I don't want to advocate this, bro, but if he does that, bro, we're going to see some violence. Drake better be lay low.
I don't know if we're going to see anything violent.
He ain't going to see nothing in L.A. Right.
Nah,
yeah, man. Ain't no way. Definitely. I love Meek. You know what I mean? Well, he got to be in Philly to do something, but I think the niggas in Philly won't even touch Drake.
Yeah, they in the club.
They in there with him. Party.
This is Wigan Wesley.
Oof. It's bad for your boy.
4 or 5 Seconds was not nominated. Some people are upset about it. I'm looking at those people like, get over it.
Oh, Paul McCartney and Rihanna.
Paul McCartney, Rihanna, Kanye.
I wouldn't have nominated it neither.
Because it has a tone of a Grammy performance? No. Like, get out of here. all right, moving on from that. So, B.O.B. feels he's being suppressed. He put out a bunch of tweets where he said that basically his record label, which is Atlantic Records, does not want to promote his material. He said there's a ban on B.O.B. He said, when people say I'm underrated, I think the word to use would be suppressed. That's the better word.
He's got to invest in himself.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say.
What would your advice be?
I mean, when the labels don't move, you have to.
You look at Future. Future just did the whole thing.
I mean, not before Future. You know, it goes all the way back to what was the Kanye record? Was it Energy?
Yeah. Which one?
No, that they don't care.
Stronger.
Yeah. He went because the label wouldn't fund his video. He went and paid for it himself. Mm. I've watched Beyonce sit in rehearsals, and they come whispering in her ear, "Hey, the label don't want to pay for." She pulled out the checkbook.
You gotta invest. You're right, man.
Because here's the thing, man. I watch so many artists go buy these houses and cars and go stunt at the club at ordering these bottles and then go to the mall and get these clothes and shoes. You want to live a certain type of lifestyle, well, you got to be able to sacrifice to invest in yourself.
Sure.
You know what I mean? When the label don't want to kick in, you kick in. Mm. Get your money back.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think B.O.B. just has that. I think he has to believe in himself enough.
And so where does that kind of come from? I mean, he's a talented guy. I mean, and I know I always go through this conversation of – I always bring up depression with entertainment and being an entrepreneur because I feel like you go through – as a creative person, sometimes when you have to add the business element to it
– bipolar.
Yeah, it gets a little overwhelming. How do you kind of deal with that and fight through it and
it's tough, man. It's really, really, really tougher than what these fans know. You know, there's more artists that get signed in a year than artists that make it out. Mm. And what's really depressing about it is you can wake up the day before your album is supposed to drop and find out that it's not coming out. You know what I mean? Run out of budget, and songs need to get paid for. And then you don't have radio budget. Then you don't have video. How are we going to pay for this video? And so all of that becomes stressful, especially when the label don't want to. They say, you all out. Mm. You all out of money. And so you have these fans that just want the music, and they don't know what's going on. All they know is, you ain't put this song out, and what's up with you?
We got this big promo, yeah. And then all of a sudden.
And then all of a sudden it never happened.
Yeah.
And so it's, man, you know, I pray for every artist that's out here grinding that wants to make it to a certain level, because every artist you see that has made it to where they are, they went through some hard times and some depression and some I don't knows, and you know what I mean? Mm. It's tough, man. The music industry is real tough.
Mm.
Yeah. It's strategies. If the label don't agree, it's as simple as not agreeing on a song, on the first song that should come out. If it's your album and you're like, this record I love.
Yeah.
The label say, well, no, we love this record. You know, I'm like, nah, that's not what I want to come out with. Then when you have a disagreement, oh, you don't agree with us, the people that's paying?
Yeah,
well, we tell you what, we'll let you sit for a few months and think about it.
Kelly Clarkson.
For real, man.
Yeah, they just don't put your music out, and then the fans look at you and say, what's happening?
Fans are unforgiving, man.
But what's crazy is we can't even put music out when we, not even as a mixtape artist,
yep.
Just give it away if the label don't want us to. It's tough.
And you've had ups, downs, and highlights, and one of the highlights was obviously with Tink, Please Don't Go. And again, I mean, you kind of already talked about it, to get nominated for a song that you, I mean, clearly you can sing that song anywhere, yeah. Years later, and everyone knows it, can finish the sentence, you know what I mean? It's interesting hearing your conversation, because when we had Tank in here, he's very similar in as far as like fighting for the artist,
yeah, that's
and whatnot.
Right, he taught me everything.
How do you feel that we can make a change? How can R&B get its voice back?
It's tough. We're gonna have to want to invest in ourselves, because if we're gonna wait on the labels to do it, we gonna keep getting smaller and smaller and smaller. You know, there's a certain percentage, I guess if you Google it, percentage of black people that the economy depends on.
Yeah.
They depend on us to ball out. They depend on us to go to Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Louboutin, go buy the Benzes and all the Beamers and all. They depend on us. They said that the black culture is over 60 to 70% of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why aren't we spending that on our music?
Because the industry found a way for them to download it for free.
Yeah, but they still buying Taylor and
yeah, they're buying Taylor. They're buying Adele.
Yeah,
they're buying Justin Timberlake.
But why is Adele putting mixtapes out?
When they put out albums, let's say Tank, for instance, Tyrese, for instance, Chris Brown. Chris Brown's album is coming out, on the 18th royalty. There's people that already planned it in their cars because they downloaded it for free.
Yeah. I feel like R&B was almost attacked, and I don't know if it was in a conscious way or not, but I feel like it's the only genre that was kind of left out. I mean, hip-hop, pop, rock, you can EDM, you can mix all those, and all those keep kind of having this voice. And then it's like, but when you say R&B, it's this auto-tuned pop. Well, today in today's day and age of what they classify.
No, it's Shane.
Mm.
But see,
okay. But there's no auto-tune on that. Even Tank got the new joint with Wale. You know what I mean? Chris Brown got the Back to Sleep. That's R&B music. You know what I mean? It's not always. It depends on the artist that's doing it where you hear the auto-tune, but you don't hear no auto-tune with Tyrese and Tank.
But what we may hear about the record programmers and radio station programmers, like he said, what they choose. You know what I mean? They might like this record.
Nah. Can I be honest with y'all? Can I be real?
Yeah, be real. Give it to us.
I'm a songwriter. I've written for Ariana Grande, written for Beyonce, Kelly Rowland, Tank, Chris Brown. The list goes on. When we get paid out royalties for R&B music, the rate is different.
Really?
The rate is lower. These are things that they're not telling the world.
And what? But why is that? What is the conversation? Is there a conversation? Is it just like a number you look at and you're like, I guess we got to just kind of, that's what it is.
I think that's something you got to ask them. Mm. So because they don't tell this. These are things that people don't know. I'm a songwriter, so I look at my checks and know that the rates for pop music is different than R&B. The rates for alternative music is different. It's like the rates for R&B music is the lowest that they pay out.
Yeah.
So what is that? Why is this culture? Why are y'all holding this culture of music down? And why are the royalties even paid out at a lesser rate? Mm.
So who can be like a voice for that? Who can be a voice to fight to put this out there to the masses where you guys can make those changes? Like women who get paid less in the workforce than guys.
I think we have to come together. And it's something that we never do. You know, Tyrese, you know, he screamed for help a little bit with this Shame record.
Yeah, that's Ryan Seacrest and Elvis Duran and all that.
And I think, but when you think about Tyrese's cry for help, sit back and think about what other artists came up and stood next to him and said, this ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
Not one. Because what happens with our culture is everybody is like, they ain't going to let that many of us in there. They gonna let me in there? It's just like going to the club. He might see some of his homies. He might see some of his homies. But they say, we got you. They can be like, hey, yo. You got to go in and leave them out. And that is the whole mentality of this culture.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They gonna let me in. And if I try to pull you in with me, I'm going to be outside too.
Because they gonna. Yeah.
And so it's the same thing in music. It's the same thing across the board with this culture.
It's got to be the people who actually reach that pinnacle and actually do have a voice that, like you said, the people voices. Like Tyrese to come together. That's how I feel, to really unite and have a voice. You know what I mean? Because that's who everyone's looking up to. Those are the opinions. They have the fans, man, and fans are supporters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like he said,
it's going to come down to the, you know what I mean, ushers, the people.
Yeah, Usher got his fan next to Tyrese, and everybody they got to fight it together.
Right? Yep. And that's what I love about that whole camp, though. It's crazy. Like the Tanks, the Genuines, the Tyrese's, the U's, the Pen Souls, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a group of people out here, especially out here now that I've been in California for a while, that you see, and it is that R&B that they are building this tribe, and I feel like the voice is about to, you know what I mean? I just feel R&B on a different level coming. I feel people yearning it, and Queen always says it. Look at what the Adele track did. People were fiending for
it. But that's R&B, and you know what else was R&B? The Ed Sheeran Thinking Out Loud is R&B.
Straight up.
Like,
Tamar Braxton,
whether you like it or not.
Because she white, that's not R&B.
Nah, just like Sam Smith, all of them.
Ed Sheeran Thinking Out Loud. Ed Sheeran's whole album is more R&B than Tamar Braxton, and you can tell her I said it.
Boom.
You know what I mean? It doesn't matter the skin color. People have to stop that. It's retarded that they keep using the skin color.
Mm.
I can go sing a country song if I fucking want to.
Be a country.
That's a good point, man.
You know what I mean?
Nah, you make a good
you
point.
You can't put me in a box. Well, the gifts that God has given me, you can't call it R&B because I'm black.
Right.
If I want to sing a rock song, I can. They have to stop. Like, the Tamar Braxton saying, Sheeran ain't R&B, that's weak.
Fuse it. And I want to go to this. So we're going to show you three videos, okay? You're going to watch them, take a listen, and then give your commentary. But, I mean, obviously, you already know the first one, so we're going to play it. It's okay, Tank and Wale, that. You Don't Know.
I like that record.
Only you knew how much I do. Out my niggas, now say it wouldn't be trim out these bitches, now, but you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, baby, you don't know, you don't know, you just don't know, what's it gonna take for you to know, you're the only one that I want around, yeah. What's it gonna take for you to know, I know you're the only one to hold me down, yeah. Girl, you don't know that I know, you should know,
you should know.
You don't know, you don't know.
Bam, Tank and Wale. Yeah. You don't know. You gotta check the rest of the video out on YouTube.
Tank to stop stealing my runs. Nah, man, I love that record.
Did you? How long have you heard the record before? I mean, was it like? I mean, obviously,
yeah, you know, Tank plays me everything. I've heard his whole album. It's amazing.
Magic.
Yeah, we always check with each other before we put music up.
Fair enough. What did you guys say?
I mean, Tank is a legend. You know, he's keeping R&B alive, and I'm looking forward to albums. So, what's
going
to be his approach just with this album promotion and marketing to try to, you know, get it heard more? And
well, you know, I'm interested to see as well. You know, he's done a new deal with Atlantic, and he's got a little more power. And you know, him and Jay Valentine, and shout out to Mike Ho who shot the video. He's got some new plans, you know, and I'm in a place now where that's my brother, but I'm a fan.
Right.
And I'm just sitting back watching him, too. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I've seen him on Born Again Virgin, acting, doing his thing.
You know, I tried to watch it. I tried to watch it because of him. But it's really a chick joint. Like, it's like a
black, Sex in the
yeah,
City.
Sex in the City.
Uh-huh. Wait, Jane and, the Virgin?
No, Born Again Virgin on TV One. Yeah. They got Eva Marcel. And
you haven't seen it?
No, I'm happy.
They're coming
that.
Back for another season.
It's on tonight, I think. Tonight. Season premiere or something. Yeah. Comes soon.
TV One.
Yeah. Tank killed it, too. And he's looking young. You know what I mean? He looks good. You know, he stole my beard and all.
That's came in with the mixtape, too. Yeah. All right. Next. All right, so you know our sister site, AfterBuzz TV, so we do after shows for TV shows, and one of the shows I do over there is Love and Hip Hop, and I have to say, I have been, like, drained from doing Love and Hip Hop. I just can't watch
Hollywood.
It anymore. Just all of it. I'm just, like, I feel like I'm becoming a negative person, all right? But I have to say, I'm so happy because one of my favorite, well, two of my favorites, Papoose and Remy Ma are going to be on the new season of New York, and they put this promo clip together. It's a Love and Hip Hop cipher between the two of them.
Why I always gotta tell you, take the garbage outside?
When you tell me what to do, that shit bother my pride.
You need to listen to your wife, honor your bride, take the pee out of pride and just ride.
Why you don't cook every night?
I cook on the weekdays. I'm living my life.
My mother cooked every day growing up in my house.
I'm not your damn mother.
Better watch your mouth. We can't let this Love and Hip Hop ruin us. The mother couples out here front and ain't true as us.
And when we pop on them, they gonna be suing us.
Send them to the voicemail. They can't get through to us. My eyes not closed because the way that I'm rhyming, see?
Why?
It's because your new wedding ring is blinding me.
It's okay, baby boy. I'll let you shine with me. Give you a record deal. But I want to find this fiend. See, I'm riding the dying. I'm Bonnie. You Clyde to me. We the new Mobb Deep. Havoc and Prodigy.
And like Ray and Ghost, I got the Wallabies. Criminology. Do a crime with me. I'ma love you until you sick and tired of me.
Remy Ma, Papoose. Okay. You guys can check them out this coming Monday.
Yes.
On Love
That's like
Hip-Hop
real R&B. We need real hip hop like that. I need some bars like that.
I feel like this is going Man, to...
What?
You felt like those was real bars?
I mean, I did. I felt that they was in the moment. They was keeping it real. They was bouncing off each other.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, it was authentic. It wasn't no gimmick to it. It was like, This is straight to your face. This is what it was.
I mean, they're rapping about love and hip-hop, so it's kind
of I mean, of course it was...
The context of what we're talking about isn't really, like, meaningful.
I just like lyrical. I just like somebody who could just break down a situation in front of your face. With
it gets a little bit corny, man.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
At
the
end of the day, man, like, a lot of these reality shows, especially with people like Papoose, man, who was, like, one of the greatest lyricists, I don't think he even really met his potential ever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But Papoose was nasty.
Yeah, he was.
Back in the day. But, I mean, I feel like it's a little bit played out, bro. Like, it's not about the music no more.
Yeah,
it gets just corny.
I kind of thought we was watching, like, a left-out scene from The Wiz.
From Carmen the Hip Hop.
Yeah, they some behind the scenes left out scene that they, you know, they knew it wasn't good enough. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's weird.
I mean, here's where I stem from it. This gives me hope. I mean, off of the BET, they did a cipher between the two of them on that one too. I just feel like that sound of New York needs to come back from someone respected. I think Mona. We've had how many seasons of Love and Hip Hop? You're going to bring two, I'm going to say, legends in hip hop onto this platform. We can't have the same type of content that you've been delivering. It needs to be different. Now you have two people who are part of Love and Hip Hop. Respect that. Treat it with
dignity.
Yeah, respect. Because it's just like, don't tarnish this. And I feel like Remy ain't going to allow it. I feel like Papoose really ain't going to allow it. And Remy ain't trying to come out here looking like a joke or nothing. So I'm hoping. I'm going to give
hope. I just don't think it's the best representation of New York.
Well, you nothing know, like, on Love like & Hip Hop New York
you know,
is. But
my brother is Busta. You know what I mean? My brother is Puff. You know what I mean? Like, the kings of New York. And I'm looking at how L.A. has come back so strong.
Yeah.
You know, Ty Dolla Sign, YG. Mm. Yeah, I mean, even Dre Drop. Yeah, and Snoop is still around. And then you got, you know, Miguel is from L.A. L.A. is popping, right? I'm from L.A. And it's like, I've been thinking about New York. You know, Busta just had a huge show last week, too. Mm. 20,000 people. J-Do performed out there. He's from L.A.
Yeah, we had J-Do.
You know what I mean? And I just feel like, man, where is that New York? That person that's going to bring New York back.
Like, to hell with everybody that with that Bobby Shmurda movement who was like, he's the new voice of New York. Don't ever.
He's the new voice of prison.
Yeah.
Bobby Shmurda. Yeah, and Bobby, well, even that is not a New York sound, man. Like, we just got done talking about Chicago. That's drill music that he's rapping. No disrespect to New York, because I fuck
not
with
at
York.
All. I love New York.
But the Bobby Shmurda's got these generations.
Bobby killed it, too.
Yeah, but they coming out watching Lil Wayne and all these rappers from the South, so they're influenced, you know, from that Southern sound and the West Coast sound. But the reason why I like that promo is for the fact that it has some lyrical ability to it.
Look, I'm saying it's going to come to it. We're never going to agree with it because, I mean, at the end, I'd like have to.
You're from Boston anyway.
Every week I have to talk about this freaking show.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is like giving me like a hope of a tunnel of hope. I'm like, all right, we might get it back.
But you know what? It does make you say, I'll watch the first episode.
Yeah, I'm going to see what it's about.
What it's about.
And I just want to hear Remy Ma's
perform
whatever.
They were trying to accomplish, and they did that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so unfortunately, Shmurda can't be the voice of prison because I'm going to give it to this dude. So I was scrolling on the internet, and this guy, someone posted this video. And so this guy came out of jail, and he apparently has just been in prison freestyling, creating beats, beatboxing, and he's trying to get found. And he's been posting all these videos up. I contacted him on his YouTube page, so hopefully I can try to get him in studio. His name is Don Dolo, and the song is called Even If I Lose, I Win. And everything is all him.
Even when I lose, I win. Nigga, you would not defeat me. Everything I did and everywhere I've been. Nigga, my life has not been easy. Oh, everywhere I turn, everywhere I go. Every corner, every street, avenue, or road. Every gangster got a story that needs to be told. And I'm just trying to carry my load. I'm just sticking to the code. Cause even when I lose, I win. Nigga, you would not defeat me. Everything I did and everywhere I've been. Nigga, my life has not been easy. Oh, everywhere I turn, everywhere I go. Every corner, every street, avenue, road. Every gangster got a story that needs to be told. And I'm just trying to carry my load. I'm just sticking to the code. Cause even when I lose, I'm a winner. I'm genetically built to overcome and deliver.
Boom. Y'all gotta check the rest of it. He got a whole bunch of videos. Don Dolo, y'all gotta check him out.
See, he's not in the studio recording this stuff?
No, this guy, like, all his videos are him, like, I have this thing where he's, like, the real Lucius Lyon in Cookie. So it's this one, another video, he's banging, creating the beat on a car, and his girlfriend's recording, she's doing, like, hey! Like, all the little ad-libs in the back. It's so endearing. Like, I just love this guy. Every song you watch, and you're like, all right, is the next one going to be good? And he just is creating hits. It's just every song.
Like, that joint right there.
That you hear the beat,
the
melody.
If you put it on wax,
yep,
it's going to do something. Like, tell him to holler at me.
Well, I'm trying to contact him. So Lonnie anyone Tunes. Who can get us in contact with that Lonnie situation, Tunes. We're going to get him on Lonnie Tunes.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's passionate, man. You know what the game, I feel like the game is missing, especially rap right now, man. A lot of authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
A lot
the
of
rappers people, start singing.
That too. But just a lot of people.
That's what happened to R&B.
You know what I'm saying?
But no, but you could hear the song. That's, in his vocal, you can hear the rhythm. Even when he was singing, you can hear the record.
Nah, it's there. It's there.
Definitely.
Tell him to come on to my studio and cut that.
Boom. Well, you just cut that About Us sing track.
What you know about that?
Or E-40.
Yeah, I did that.
Actually, well, let's take a listen. Let's take a listen. We got Alonzo B. Real featuring E-40.
That look like me.
About Us.
She done found another. We like to still love us, but we be meeting undercover. Once again, he don't know your worth. So lay down, I'ma make you feel better. Face down, baby, when we get together. You come crying and we talked and we laughed and we bullshit. We get to fucking all night.
Fucking all night.
You know what you came here for. Make it alright. I told her stay with him, but she don't know what to do about us, do about us. She don't know what to do about us, do about us.
Alonzo B. Real, about us.
Y'all didn't play E-40?
Well, yeah, if y'all want
to. I've been looking for you in the broad daylight with a flashlight.
Y'all need to purchase the track, y'all. Go support them.
Go support that.
So, About Us. We're here in 2015.
Hold on. Let me correct you. You finished on 2015, but it's just About Us. You said About Us.
Oh, excuse me. It's my fake Canadian that I have inside.
About Us. About Us.
Where were you with the process of writing this? Why was this the single that you felt, you know what, we need E-40 on the joint? I feel like this is what I want to give the fans right now. This is the song. Where was your mind at creating this?
When I created About Us, I didn't know who I was going to put on it. I took like a year and a half off from everybody's projects. From vocal producing, and I locked down and created a new sound. And so when I went on tour, on the Between the Sheets tour earlier this year with Chris Brown and Trey Songz, I ran into 40. And I've been in a place with this project where I got too many songs. And when he said, man, what you got going on? Just whatever you want me to get on. We was talking backstage at the Chris Brown concert, and I said, are you serious? He said, whatever you want me to get on, man, just send it to me. And so I called my team and went through all the records because we got too many songs on the album. And they said, man, he may sound great on this song, right? On About Us. You should get About Us. We went through the list of songs. Send About Us. I sent it to him. Holler at Jay Valentine. Yo, tell 40 I sent him the record. This, man, you know what I mean? I didn't hear from 40. 2 weeks later, I just had these vocals in my inbox. And he loved it. You know what I mean? And I thought, if he don't like this one, I'm going to send him another one. And if he don't like that one, I got more.
Right. You're going to get him on one.
Yeah. But it was like the team was right. Like E-40, they was like, yo, he'll sound dope on this beat. Like, just the theme of this record, he going to kill it. We sent it back, and he sent it back. And I said, well, how much it cost? He said, I just want you to write me a hook or two. Just do me a feature. I don't want no money. I said, what? So I got another surprise, too, with Snoop we'll talk about. But when he hit me with these vocals, and I sat with the team and looked at all the songs, I said, man, we need to go with this right now. Because Big Sean, I Don't Fuck With You, was just coming down. And I said, E-40 is popping. And then he had the record, his record.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Yep. Dang. And I said, yo, it's the E-40 moment right now. Yeah. You know what I mean? I got a lot of features on the album. J-Do hooked me up.
Yeah, the
you know
red
what I mean? Ty Dolla $ign, Snoop, CB, everybody. But I said, it's the E-40 window. You know what I mean? And I really gravitated to About Us. You know, it just feels good. You know
right, right, right.
Jason Joshua killed the mix. You know what I mean? And so we went with it. And what's amazing is it's really growing amazingly. Like, the response to About Us, man, like, is mind-boggling. You know, I didn't expect this. You know, it's really gone. And so shout out to 40. He hooked it up.
And I mean, just shout out to you for being able to compose that. And I love that you're using the word team consistently. When we get a lot of artists in, we don't hear that word team coming out a lot. That intrigues me because you, as a writer, there are times where you are the artist and then there are times where you are the team.
Yeah.
And so within doing that and then putting that – within being a writer and then working on your artistry, how is that for you balancing that out kind of? I mean, you have all these songs, right? So how do you sit down, look at all of your songs and say, this is what I want for my album? Maybe not now. Maybe for the second or third album. How do you kind of keep what you know you want for yourself versus, oh, you know what, though? This one, we might be able to send this over to Chris. We might be able to send this over to – how do you kind of balance your music?
Now it's weird because before I didn't care. I would just give away records.
Is there a song that you've given away that you're like, what?
There's some.
Or you
there's some.
Yeah.
But, you know, Neo sat me down one day, and I'll never forget the conversation. He's a close brother to me. And he said, Lonnie, giving you a record deal is, we don't have to hear no music. Nobody has to hear music to give you a record deal. He said, the problem is this. You've been writing and vocal arranging and vocal producing for so long that I can be riding down the street and hear a brand new song I've never heard in my life and not even read the credits and know that Lonnie Burrell did this. He said, people think when you put your music out that you sound like all the guys that sound like you. Mm. And so I really took that to heart. Mm. He was like, you know, when you put your music out, it's hard for, you know, the people that's buying it to say, do I buy Chris Brown, Tank, or Jamie Foxx, or all these other R&B songs, or do I buy Lonnie Burrell? But then the average consumer is going to say, well, Lonnie Burrell sound like, mm-hmm. So I might as well go ahead and not knowing that I vocal produced, wrote it, produced, or whatever. Even Neo told me, he said, when your name is not even on the credits, I could tell if you was in the room. And so what I did with this over the last year, I really locked away. Like, I didn't even write on the Royalty album. I didn't write on the new Tank album. I really considered this Alonzo project just as important.
Was that hard for you discipline wise?
It was. I'm not going to lie to you because I haven't missed the Chris Brown album since Exclusive, his second album. Every album since then I've been on. Every album, 2-3 songs. I always got a single.
And as a songwriter, what is that feeling like? I mean, Royalty, okay, so we know that this is going to be Chris Brown. I mean, they always built his biggest album and yada yada, yeah. And you have to take time for yourself as an artist. I mean, as a artist, as a writer, what goes through your mind in that?
Well,
as far as like,
you know, for one, we all brothers. You know, even missing the Tank album, missing the Chris Brown album is weird to me because I'm not used to missing them. For one, two, I'm a fan of them, so I've always listened to their music. You know, but as a songwriter, as a producer, and as an artist that has to live in LA, you know, that takes away from some of the checks that you used to. You know what I mean? When you got to pull back and gamble on yourself, and these guys that I've invested in for all these years are up here. And they like, Lonnie, come on. Come up here with us. You know what I mean? But I hate that I missed it. But at the same time, I've never put me first. I've never put me first my whole career. And this is the first time I'm putting me first. And I could have gave Bout Us to CB. I could have gave Pass Me the Blunt, which is really called Pass It, featuring Snoop and Ty Dolla $ign, to CB. He's heard him. He's like, this is what you need to be doing. This is crazy. And we brothers. We really sit down and go through each other's music. And I wanted to give it to him because I'm used to them royalties. I'm used to the advertisements.
The
like, oh, let me see what Lonnie Burrell did on Chris Brown album. You know what I mean? And it was really uncomfortable to actually invest in Alonzo this time.
Mm, but that's where growth comes from, uncomfortability.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so what are we going to hear? I mean, you have so many songs already done. Are you still working on music? I mean, I can't imagine that you're somebody who really stops.
You know, the team has been telling me to stop. They like, will you stop recording? Because every song becomes an argument of what needs to go on the album. And I keep telling them, hey guys, remember this. I'm a songwriter. This new sound, people don't have. at the same time, why we want to protect the sound because it's mine. Mm. You know, it doesn't sound like anybody now. You know what I mean? But once we pick the album, I'm going to see what my brothers want. You know what I mean? We got to get them off. The producers that produced it with me and the other writers that wrote it with me, they got to eat too. You can't be so selfish. So once we pick my album, then y'all will start seeing what I give to other people again.
I have a lot of friends who are wanting to get into the songwriting world. What would be some advice for you to give some of them?
It's tough to songwrite. It's not an easy thing. You know, I run into a lot of people that always think they can do everything. And if everybody could do this, then everybody would be.
Sure.
But you have to do your research always. Like, my research is going to the club. When a lot of guys go to the club to see the chicks and have a drink, I'm going to the club and I'm going to have a drink in my hand just because it makes sense. I can't be empty-handed.
Right.
But I'm really listening to what the DJ is playing, and I'm looking at the energy of the crowd. Like, who dancing to that? Oh, that's the new cliche. That's the new this. That's the new pocket. That's the new cadence. You know what I mean? You have to know how to read the future to be a songwriter or a producer, because you got to know where music is today and know where it's going. And so you have to pay attention to you have to pay attention to cliches. You have to pay attention to cadences. You have to pay attention to what the new beats are doing. You know, trap came in. Well, trap is on its way out. What's the next thing? Before that, it was EDM. Well, okay, what's the next thing? You have to know how to read 2000. Right now, I'm trying to read 2017. Y'all looking forward to 2016. I'm past that.
Right.
So you have to not only study the formula of the hits before, because that paved the way. You have to know how to read ahead. You have to pay attention to cliches and the new slangs in the street. You have to pay attention to what they playing in the club. You have to do your homework. You can't just wake up and write a song because you think you're poetic.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it's school, man. You got just like you got to go to the gym to get your body right.
Or what gets me is the people that say, oh, I can only write if I'm in. I need studio time. I can only write in the studio. I'm like, what? You think writers are not writing in the bathroom, in the mall, wherever you're at?
Well, you know what's crazy is I write a lot of songs wherever I'm at and just put the memo in my phone. I like to record when I'm in the studio. But
the thoughts and ideas and the inspiration comes from come everywhere,
to you,
right?
Man. Shout out to the iPhones and all the new smartphones. Thank you for the voice memo because, you know, so much comes to you in a day when you really do this. Then you just throw it in your phone and you get to the studio, yo, that's what I got. And that's how I started producing, because I started writing songs on my phone that I would just hear the music to. And I would record them in my phone, go to the studio with my producers and say, hey, listen to this.
Mm.
And they start making the beat. Well, I wrote the music if I'm doing that. You know what I mean? I'm telling, no, I need an 808 right there. Give me some keyboard right there. That's production.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But you just got to know what you're doing, man. You got to do your homework. Don't just jump in and thinking, I could do this because I'm poetic. Like, nah, do your homework.
Mm.
It's just like, it's education.
Who are some of the up-and-coming R&B singers, male, that you are on the radio that you're looking forward to listening to coming up?
It's tough.
Bryson Tiller, they saying that he's supposed to be the next.
The next.
I love this guy.
It's catchy right now.
The next what? It's just like, what's the boy? Jimmy Cozier. That's who Bryson Tiller reminds me of.
You talking about She's All I Got?
Yeah. He had a big record, and everybody was like, oh, he got the next John. He's the next guy. What happened?
That was it. That was a big record, though.
I mean, I like to see Bryson Tiller do something else. You know what I mean? I like to see Jadena come with something else.
Yeah.
But where is he?
Yeah. Well, that's it.
But he was more rapping.
Classic, man. Nah.
Yeah.
That was an R&B record, man. Like,
I'm talking about his cadence.
You been naming you look this clean, all classic, man. That's singing.
Mm-hmm.
But it just was fitting in the beat, you know what I mean? So it tricked you.
Na 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 na.
If she go away.
Yeah, because I mean, look at some of. If you go back and look at some R. Kelly stuff, it's you could take some of his tone.
Well, my homies in the club, Fiesta.
Yeah.
Na, 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 Fiesta. They still it's like a rap, but they in key. Yeah. And when you in key, that means you singing. Mm. So, but you know, it's tough. Like, I like the Bryson Tillers. I like the Eric Bellingers.
Yeah,
I Eric's like the cold, the Jadenas. But it's like, I haven't heard.
Can they be that?
Where is that D'Angelo album?
Someone just got sent.
Where is that Usher Confessions 8701 album? Where is that Tank Sex Love and Pain album? Like, I'm talking about classic R&B records that you can't wait to see this artist live. You can't wait to get in your car and listen to it again. Like, I don't see it. That R&B artist, that new R&B artist that's going to take this thing over, maybe it's me. Mm. Because, you know, I love Eric Bellinger. That's my little brother, Eric Bellinger. That's like, that nigga called me right now when I leave here. I'm on the way. But he has some more growing to do, you know, and he's growing at a rapid pace. And his singing is second to none. But where is that body of work that you don't want to skip a song? Mm-hmm. Where is that? Yeah, I mean, where is that?
Where's R&B? The project?
Yeah, where is that R&B project? You know, it's a lot of. I think the majors ruined the music industry, and they actually helped ruin R&B because they started looking for singles to put out
versus
good albums. And so I don't know where that R&B artist is right now.
Mm. You hit it on the nail right there. We have to wrap up, but we got to get you back in here because we need
I'd love to come back. We're gonna drop the joint with Snoop soon, and we'll be back.
And so you gotta bring that in here, please, because I just gotta say, like, this is what we look for in music: someone who has a head on their shoulders, knows what they're talking about, obviously amazing at your craft, but is a role model in this industry. And so I wish you all of the best of luck with this upcoming project. I can't wait to see the Snoop joint. So when you get the video for that, we're going to have to bring it on.
Y'all
going to
have to come to the video. We're going to
do the behind the scenes right here. Where can everyone find your music? Where can everyone follow you, keep in contact with you?
They can find my music on iTunes, Google Play. You know what I mean? The new movement with Bout Us featuring E-40, that's under Alonzo Burrell. But, you know, of course, the majority and the masses have known me as Lonnie Burrell for so long.
But we want Alonzo for what? Why that change?
Well, and that's been a big question. That all came from my conversation with Neo. You know, people were used to Lonnie Burrell doing a certain thing. People are used to Lonnie Burrell sounding like all those other guys, but it's R&B music you want to hear. You know, it's R&B music you want to download for free. Mm. But, you know, Alonzo is more radical. It's like an alter ego. It's a new sound for me. And it sounds like nobody. You know what I mean? So that's what Alonzo is.
And wait, your Twitter handle again?
My Twitter handle is Alonzo B. Real.
Alonzo B.
And then the Instagram is Alonzo Burrell as well. And then on Facebook, I'm true. I stay true on Facebook. I'm still Lonnie Burrell. You know what I mean? And I got my fan page as well as my personal page, and that's Lonnie with a Y. And so I'm all over the place. AlonzoBurrell.com. You know what I mean? And everything is on iTunes, Google them.
Yeah. And then also make sure you guys check out the single on iTunes, Bout Us with E-40. You guys can hit us up at BH Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Hit us up at The Beat. We are on Instagram, and we about to be on Facebook, y'all, finally.
Uh-huh,
you guys can hit me up everywhere on social media at DJ Jesse J.
Follow me at Poppy Watts, P-A-P-I Watts, W-A-T-T-S. We out here. Let's go.
All right, hit me up at Cameron Penny. See you next week.
Boom. Alonzo, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And everybody, thank y'all for watching. Until next week, peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.